escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Before we get to your Houston Texans Matt and ratings here on Sports Radio 610, I got a personal question for you fellas, man.
All right.
Okay. So I went to the doctor yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and my doctor, a salute to my doctor, she asked if I wanted a tetanus shot. And I guess I was overdue for one. And you get those every 10 years.
You need to get them, yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Do I really need to get one?
Yes.
Because she kind of made it seem like it's up to you. And well, I just said, what the hell? Do it. But my arm is sore right now.
Yeah, those
it felt like I got hit by a bullet.
Yeah, you need to get a tetanus shot. Because most of us, well, especially my generation, you know, they wear, you know, they have a time stamp on
them, basically. I think it's like she said 10 years, and I was in year 11.
Yeah, you hit, you know, you scratch your arm on one rusty nail when you're working around your house.
And it's over.
And well, it's not over, but
that's cute. You think I'm working around the house. That's nice.
See, that's why I asked that. I'm like, do I really need one? But I guess I might be around that age where, you know, maybe a freak accident mm-hmm. can happen.
Yeah.
And so I just said, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. But my arm is sore as hell.
You did good. You did the right thing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So let's get to these Madden ratings mm-hmm. for your Houston Texans. I got the top 10 list right here. And I think we talked about the top five.
Are we guessing this, though? Point. Are we doing the guessing game?
So I want y'all to guess where C.J. Stroud is.
Okay, so there's a top 10. He is in the top 10, correct? I can fairly assume that? Okay, all right. I thought that was a layup of a question.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right,
top 10?
So we feel...
Yeah, so top 10 rated. So the highest... So we talked.
I'm not looking.
We talked about this before.
We did a little bit.
Yeah, the top five. I think Stingley was number one.
Yes.
He got a 93. Mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter got a 91, Joe Mixon 91, Nico Collins 89, and Will Anderson Jr. 89. So that's the top five right there.
Okay.
Do you think CJ cracked this top 10?
Sounds like I should say no.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think, who are the other players once we get past Nico, Joe Mixon, Will Anderson Jr., Danielle, and Sting that would have a better Madden rating than C.J. Stroud as a quarterback?
Kamari
is a good answer. I think
Petrie.
I wonder how Petrie shows up in Madden.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the rest of this list.
All right.
Shout out their rating. So next, at 87, you have Nick Chubb, which I was
I should have said Chubb.
I was surprised with that one.
But they're assuming that's health in these things, you know? Yeah,
but that's still a high number, especially the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe he was at 99 or something, or 95 or something. Yeah. Maybe this is a big drop off for him, but I was kind of shocked. If you get an 87 type of Nick Chubb, then you good money.
Yeah.
The next one blew me out the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, and I know Reggie liked to compare the Madden stats to real life.
That's right.
Yeah, so I wonder how you feel about this one. Coming in at 85.
Let me guess. Christian Kirk.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, is it Dalton Schultz?
Nope.
Okay.
I was reaching.
Is it an offensive lineman?
Trent Brown.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Wait a minute.
Talk about assuming health.
Yes.
Hold on. Press pause.
He is at an 85.
So there is an offensive lineman on the 2025 Houston Texans team that has a better rating than CJ Stroud.
Yes, sir.
Hey, get Ocho Cinco on the phone. I need to talk to him about something. What is happening?
Yeah. So coming in next, you got CJ Gardner-Johnson, not the other CJ.
Wait, hold on. So CJ Gardner-Johnson also a lower overall rating than Trent Brown.
He come in as an 84.
Yeah.
Jalen Petrie.
Okay.
Comes in at an 83.
Some love for Jay. Well, I mean, at this point, we're talking about the, wow, CJ is not an 80. Is he even in the 80s? Are they going to have him as a 79? I might need to fight somebody.
Coming in at 83, Jimmy Ward.
Oh, Jimmy Ward.
Coming in at
80. What a blessing that we've not had to think about Jimmy Ward considering his particular circumstance.
Yeah. Coming in at 82, Tank Dell.
What?
Oh, okay. I wasn't thinking about him being... Wow.
Coming in at 81, CJ Stroud.
All right.
From the 281, maybe that's why CJ sounded down. His matting rating.
Hey, I mean, he would be.
Hey, I would have been pissed.
He would have good reason for that. I need to look at what the Madden ratings look like for all of the quarterbacks. Like,
Yeah. You could probably do that right now.
So how many players is that? Where did he rank?
So he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 12.
Yep. Didn't make the top
12 10. When it comes rating. Yep. And then follow up by that, the round off the top 15, Christian Kirk at 81, Kamari Lassiter at 81, and Azeez at 80.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So quarterbacks that had a higher rating than CJ Stroud. Clearly Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford at 5 with the 88, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels with an 85, Brock Purdy,
ooh,
Dak Prescott, and Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, man.
And then CJ Stroud. That is.
So he's 15th among quarterbacks.
There is a real, like, and we've talked about this, right? We've talked about how the outside noise, especially after all of the pressure, people gave CJ some knocks for last year. I didn't think that it got that low.
Yeah.
From people on the outside.
Yeah, I didn't either, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe last year really hurt. I want to see what he was last year.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see what he was last year because they did give him some, because his rookie year, I think he was kind of low.
Like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. So I wonder what was that love, the love he got from last year.
I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, but those are your Houston Texans Madden ratings, man. Hey. I think for what it's worth, remember we always had fun with this. Who was the lowest Madden rating? On the Texans, it was always John Weeks.
Yeah.
I think he had like a 46 or something like that. The lowest one on here is Graham Mertz.
Graham Mertz?
Yep.
What is he?
I want to say he's 63 or something like that.
Oh, poor Graham Mertz.
So, yeah, that's your lowest rated. So let me know how that new Madden is. I think it'd be coming out this month.
It has to.
This month.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So with this story, I want to go to our joke correspondent, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. I want to see if this is pretty fair. So a wedding happened, mm-hmm. and you know,
well, I'm also a relationship correspondent.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I want to see how you take this.
My correspondence will be a real problem.
So a groomsman said his wedding day was ruined by a prank his bride pulled on him during the garter toss. Mm-hmm. So what happened was she blindfolded him and made him think he was removing the garter from with his mouth from her leg. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was a male's groomsman. And she's still behind him to block and watch.
Yeah.
And so when the blindfold came off, everybody laughed except for him.
Yeah.
So he felt humiliated and said, wreck this trust and intimacy with his new wife.
Yeah.
So I want to ask y'all this. Do you feel like this is fair game? Do you feel like he's overreacting a little bit, or is this a red flag?
No, he is absolutely. This is a him problem, not a her problem. It's a wedding. It's the time of the wedding where after, you know, the somber ceremony, the serious ceremony.
And, you know, it's like somber might not be the right song for a wedding.
Look up the word somber.
Okay, yeah, all right. He gonna hit me with the Merriam-Webster today.
Yeah,
all right.
Look up the
check
word
check the somber. Tape.
Yeah, check the tape.
Check the tape.
And after all the, you know, the pomp and circumstance of the introductions and the speeches, this is the fun part of the wedding. People are dancing in the middle of it. They cut out. You've been to a million weddings, Figgy.
Yeah.
And they have the fun and they're drinking. And she pulled a little prank on him. He pulls the garter off a groomsman's legs instead of hers. This is funny. It's good. I think it brought life to the wedding. This is a him problem, not a her problem.
I think I would like to know more about the couple, because if this clearly a couple that joke around all the time, then it's fair game. But yeah. If she didn't know he's very sensitive about this type of stuff, then I think it was a red flag. Not because she did it, but because
she didn't know.
She clearly don't know this guy.
Yeah.
If you feel like he would have thought that
of
joke
it like that, that's fair.
She felt like he thought that joke would have been funny.
Mm-hmm.
She don't really know him like she mm-hmm. thinks she do. And mm-hmm. also, in my sick mind, I'm just thinking about a guy just trying to go up this hairy leg or something.
How did he not know, by the way?
I have no idea. I don't know how they did this, but I'm like, damn, girl, your leg kind of strong. You got a little chunky leg. What's this leg? You need to shave, girl. What's
weird is I have heard of this happening. So, like, for some reason, you know how some things that we've just kind of ingrained in society and we haven't actually thought about it? Because in theory, if I had not heard of this thing before, I'd have been like, that's really weird. Except I've seen people do it before, and it's just like, oh, yeah, that's the thing that happens at weddings sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that he's being a little bit of a baby back, you know what?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, man, she hurt my feelings. Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. This is the fun part of the wedding.
Yeah, stop dragging this out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop dragging this out.
By the way, so a shaded as to be dark and gloomy,
mm-hmm.
Of a serious or grave nature.
There you go. Serious
of a
nature.
Dismal or depressing character.
Read the second one again.
My man is just... The general connotation...
Read it again. What
the
did you
general
say?
Connotation...
Hold on. I'm just curious. I didn't hear it right. Read that second one again.
That is one of the... But you have to understand, the connotation that you're putting out here is that they just had someone who basically just died out there.
The term that often has been used in the past is somber and solemn. That doesn't mean bad and serious. It means... I mean, bad and you know... gloomy. It's a serious occasion.
That's right.
Y'all sitting there arguing about some words.
That's
man.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was right, what, Figgy.
Shut your wordy ass up.
I was
up.
Right.
That's what In the Loop turned into, man.
Shut your wordy ass up, boy.
Like, not Staz. We was over here arguing about the definition of a word.
That's right. someone did say, though. You know, maybe he learned something about himself that he didn't like that he knew. Somebody said maybe he likes the dude. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, man.
maybe he enjoyed that more than he thought he would.
Was he a little disappointed?
It's like, oh, you mean that wasn't your
oh,
leg?
Oh, that was you.
I kind of like that.
Oh, that was you, pal. Okay.
Sometimes you got to come to terms with things. It seems like someone, Scott on the YouTube page says that CJ had an 81 rating last year as well.
Really?
Okay.
Because I know his rookie year, he had like a 72 mm-hmm. because I remember they was on camera and he was pissed about it.
Okay.
Yes. Dang, they ain't showing CJ no love, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What do you think CJ would have to do this year in order to like get? Because now I want to get like the full profile of what are all the what are all the metrics? Like, obviously, you know, is it the throw power? Are they? It can't be accuracy. Is it awareness? Like, what are they utilizing?
Wins
to? No, but I mean, it's,
no, I think that's a factor.
But it is like it is kind of like a formula. Like these various different metrics then add up to your overall. And I'm now going to go find myself a situation where I can see what they have that makes up an 81 for CJ Stroud.
Yeah, but I think the part that pissed me off is when you start naming names like Tua ahead of him. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Like, I feel like he's better than Tua.
I agree. And I think most people would.
Yeah, so
but again, the yards, Tua had a lot of yards. You know.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Lopez, do you know a guy by the name of Dr. Umar?
Dr. Umar.
I'm being serious, man. What you laughing for?
On Reggie's reaction, I feel like I'm being set up.
No, not at all. I'm just thinking about the possibility of Lopez watching Dr. Umar religiously, and that's a hilarious thought to me.
So, I do not.
Okay, so Reggie, can you explain to John Lopez who is Dr. Umar?
All right, Dr. Umar.
What type of guy is he?
He's a pseudo-intellectual that very much kind of puts himself like, you know, is on the very strongly into a Pan-African kind of a perspective to an extreme degree, if that makes any sense. Okay. I think that that's the best way I could put it at the very very outset without getting too into the weeds.
This. So this might be the first and last time I place in Dr. Umar on the show. I don't want to lose no listeners or nothing like
that.
But here is Dr. Umar telling the story how he almost drowned when he jumped into a pool and couldn't swim.
My sixth and seventh grade year, my father took me to my first family reunion, Baltimore, Maryland. I'll never forget the family reunion. Why?
Why?
Because I jumped into the swimming pool at the deepest end of the Days Inn Hotel, and my sister jumped in to save me. I didn't know how to swim, but I said, you got to get over your fear. And I jumped in the deepest water, couldn't swim. My sister jumped in and almost drowned her, so she left me out there, and then a snow bunny came.
They saved me.
And I saw two big white t's and I grabbed them. Black power. I said, we want black power. I grabbed them two white t's and that snow bunny saved the life of the future prince of Pan-Africanism. Wherever she is, I want to say thank you to that flat butt big white woman. Because if it wasn't for her breasts, I might not be here now. Black power.
Yeah, that's a lie, right?
I have no idea what what was the point of him telling that story?
I think he just brought up a story.
It is a story.
I mean, congrats on touching breasts. Like, I think
So the moral of that clip is he do like white people. He do like white people. That is, somebody saved his life.
Why is he like this? Is the question.
So if you that woman that saved him, reach out to him, man.
Don't reach out to him because he talked crazy about you.
He wanna thank you
for
saving his life.
Yeah.
I caught what you said. He did indeed reach out to her. What another edition of Figgy's Mixtape. Of all the things that you said, still mad about CJ being an 81.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That is, yeah.
I'm really disappointed, especially last year his number was 81. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was like 88 or something like that and they just judging off of this year, then I get it. But come on, man.
Yeah, I need to.
You're better than Tua.
Yeah.
I am very intrigued. Yeah. I don't even play Madden no more. It has gone beyond my capabilities. Mm-hmm. Like, it is very much a simulation, but they make you work to play that game now. And I'm sorry, it's beyond me. However, I might go and get into it just to figure out, hey, how did we end up in this place? Like, what are we saying
about
CJ?
Well, you need
to
figure out, I'm giving you homework. I shouldn't do that.
That's fine.
You need to figure out the actual formula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say the good thing about that is if you're playing with another team, maybe doing franchise mode, it shouldn't take that much to trade for him, right?
This is true.
Yeah, you should get him for a third round pick or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay, not a bad maybe.
I don't know nothing about trades and all that stuff, but it shouldn't be too much. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to give up the farm or nothing.
Okay, right. Interesting perspective. I don't like that you're getting CJ away from the Texans.
Or a third rounder.
Even the digital Texans, but that's fine.
But you know, sometimes people be playing them fantasy
for sure.
Franchise stuff, and maybe you can trade for CJ Stroud.
Maybe so. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Maybe the thing that I need to do, especially as we're gearing up for fantasy season, is see where his average draft position is. See how like the fantasy people and the people that are putting money on it feel about CJ as well. All right, but coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive. We will do that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.